Hi, Tom Castaldi here on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. Our own walking trail, a lasting legacy gift of the 1994 bicentennial celebration, is available to the public, complete with historical markers that describe the significant sites in the region. Today, we're visiting the site of the first fort that once stood in what is today's Gulden Park on Van Buren near the St. Mary's River. Built as the dream of the French, and especially the renowned 17th century explorer La Salle, it was intended to create a wilderness empire, arcing through the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Valley from Quebec to New Orleans. This empire would be firmly anchored on military and trading strongholds and Indian alliances. Because the Maumee-Wabash Portage was the most direct link between New France and the Upper Great Lakes and the Mississippi River, the Three Rivers region was particularly important. An outpost at the confluence of the rivers would become a stronghold in a string of forts cutting through the heart of the wilderness from the area of Detroit to St. Louis. Other key French strongholds in what is now called Indiana were located in Lafayette, or Fort Ouiatinon, and at Vincennes. The French lived among the Miami at the Three Rivers as early as 1697, when Jean-Baptiste Vissou Sieur de Vincennes, who died in 1719, and François-Marie Bissou, the son of Jean-Baptiste, who died in 1736, served as the royal agents to the Miamis. The elder Vincennes may have built a trading post at the Three Rivers as early as 1706, but the first fort was built in 1722 by order of the French governor in Quebec on this site by Captain Dubuisson. The fortification was called Fort Saint-Philippe. Saint-Philippe, or Fort Miamis, was garrisoned by as many as 30 men and commanded the portage between St. Mary's and the Wabash Rivers. In the 1740s, tensions between France and England increased over competing trading rights in the Midwestern frontier. In response to English expansion into the wilderness north of the Ohio River, the French sent several military expeditions to push the English out. Although some English traders were expelled, superior trade goods and other promises offered by the British merchant adventurers lured the region's natives to new English trading centers. In 1747, the Wyandotte chief Senaski, encouraged by the British, attacked and burned Fort Saint-Philippe, partially destroying it. He and his people, along with many of the area Miamis, moved to the new British trading post at Pickawillany, near modern Piqua, Ohio. Chief Colfoot, a firm supporter of the French, remained at the Three Rivers, and the area around the first French fort came to be known as Colfoot's Village. A smallpox epidemic struck in 1751 and killed many of the Miamis, including Colfoot and his son. A new French commandant, Captain Charles de Raymond, repaired the fort in 1747 and used it for 3 years. When the senior French officer, de Biaville, led his strong expedition through the region in 1749 to counter British influence, he stopped at the dilapidated old Fort Saint-Philippe. With him was the priest and scientist, Pierre-Joseph de Bonacamp, who described the place at the time as being in very bad condition, with 8 miserable huts, which only the desire of making money could render endurable. There were 22 French present, and everyone had the fever. The new fort was built the next year several miles away on the St. Joseph River. Well, we're out of time for now. This is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you'll join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.